Welcome to WP Coffee Talk. Thank you to all of our sponsors, and especially to our espresso level sponsors, Helix Managed WordPress Hosting, for both their sponsorship and for hosting our site, and to Expander Digital for both their sponsorship and providing SEO services to us. Now enjoy the episode. Welcome to the next episode of WP Coffee Talk, where I get to talk to amazing people all over the world in the WordPress community. And sometimes I know people, as I've said before, and sometimes I don't. And tonight is the first time that I've ever actually talking to Chandler. Chandler Weiner, am I saying it right?
Yes, Chandler Weiner. Perfect.
I usually ask before I go on the air, so I don't have to ask you.
That's fine.
On air.
No worries.
I can't imagine how else you'd pronounce it, but there you are. And Chandler, you and I have never met before.
That is correct.
We've only chatted through Twitter. And yes. The reason you're on my show is because we have a mutual friend who said to both you and me, oh my goodness, you have to be on WP Coffee Talk. And oh my goodness, you have to have him on WP Coffee Talk. And I know your schedule's busy and you hadn't, yes. You know, in that 10 minutes since she told me that, said had actually scheduled something. So she's like, did he schedule yet? I'm like, no, but I'll put a bug in his ear. And then I think you were like, oh my God, okay, already, I'll do it.
No, you were very kind. Everyone needs a push every once in a while to finally get some things done. So I greatly appreciate it.
It was my pleasure. And it's my pleasure to have you here this evening. We're both in the East Coast. So we're both in East Coast time, and it's about almost 7 o'clock at night. So I can say yes. This evening. Now it's to the point of the year where it's actually dark outside at this point. So at least
yes,
here.
It's dark for you. It's still a little bit lighter here in Florida. We have no snow, even though it's just the start of October and orange season. It's at least a little bit warmer up here and a little bit more light in central Florida.
We don't have snow yet, but okay. It's coming. As they said on Game of Thrones, winter is coming.
Yes, it is.
It has snowed as early as mid to late October before, but usually it starts to hit us in December. So.
Okay, well, it shows how much I know as a born and raised Florida guy.
Yeah, well, you'll have to come to WordCamp Rochester some year in October.
I would love to. It looks like fun.
It was a lot of fun. So tell us a little bit about who you are and what you do.
Well, first of all, thank you for having me on the podcast. My name is Chandler Weiner. I am a biologist by day. I'm a WordPress designer by night and a techie through and through. So I am different from a lot of the people that you've had on the podcast in that WordPress is business number two. It's my side gig, but it's a side gig that I love, and it's one that I'm trying to grow into more of a primary job for me. And I have other little random projects that I do. I am very involved in Hacktoberfest, which is the DigitalOcean sponsored October open source hacking celebration swag giveaway stuff.
Oh, that's cool.
Yes, and I have a lovely wife who is a stay-at-home mom to our almost three-year-old son, and I work as hard as I can every day to give them the best life possible.
Well, that sounds wonderful. That's awesome. Well, it's so great to meet you. I can't wait to hear more about you as we go through our questions and hear about what you do with your WordPress business. But first things first, show me your mugs, because you told me you have two.
I want
to see what you're drinking out of the left hand and the right hand today.
So I do have, I have both hands going. Because this is WP Coffee Talk, I figured we should start with coffee. So in my left hand, I got this wonderful Yellowstone mug from a good friend who became a U.S. citizen by working at Yellowstone National Park. And she is a folk artist. Her name is Amber Eichmann, if you ever want to look up some awesome folk music. And she gave me this. This is a wonderful treasured mug. This is filled with caribou coffee. So just the K-cup kind of stuff, not overly too fancy.
But to get and to no the actual fancy. No caribou were actually harmed in the making of your coffee?
No actual caribou, no. I figured I should stick with the external theme and internal theme.
I like it.
You know, go with the flow there. Now, some people say that they are tea connoisseurs if they're really into tea. I prefer the word tea snob. So in my right hand is a teacup that my wife made for me back when we were dating. There's a little cat on the side and my name here. And there's a little matching
Saucer.
And this is filled with a black dragon pearl tea from Adagio Tous. So have you ever seen like flowering teas that kind of open
up?
So again, tea snob. Half of my pantry at home is full of loose leaf tea, and this black dragon tea is one that I really, really like. So
I'll have to try it sometime.
That's in my right hand.
That's wonderful. Fantastic. Well, I have a mug that I have not used on the show yet, I don't think. I just got it recently. So there's no special story other than I was shopping, spending a little bit of time at Walmart, of all places, and found these like shaped mugs, right? So I would just use this one on the show before you.
I think that's so cute.
My little owl. But yeah. It's October. We're moving into Halloween and then Day of the Dead. So I have a Sugar Skull mug, which I absolutely adore.
That is wonderful. That's very cool. I like that.
I hope I look like this when I die. Just saying.
And yes, I'm drinking, all decorated.
I'm drinking water because with WordCamp this last weekend, I was up, going, and I absolutely need some sleep tonight. So I do usually fall into the overly caffeinated kind of crowd, but tonight I actually would like to get to sleep before midnight. Usually I'm up till 2 or 3 in the morning, but tonight I actually want to fall asleep. So I've got water in my mug.
Yeah, well, that's me. I am certainly in that overly caffeinated crowd. That's me on a default basis. So yeah, having two mugs side by side is not something that is rare for me to be having.
Usually when people say they're double fisting drinks, it's they've got two beers going, but no, you're like coffee and tea.
No, beer, I get too sleepy. I am also up till 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock most mornings. So overly caffeinated is my default state.
I like it. And that works when you have a small child too.
Yes, definitely.
Because they are awake a lot.
Very much so, yes.
So tell us, how did you get started with WordPress?
So I'm sure my WordPress story is similar to most people's. You know, you start off in Dreamweaver building static sites. I know static sites are all the rage now, not with Dreamweaver. But I basically got started just building a hobby site for myself because I'm a crazy techie and I have loved anything with a circuit board in it since I was born. Just the ability for me to create something out of nothing, I thought was phenomenal. So in middle school, I started with Dreamweaver and building sites there and wonderful FTP syncing issues. from there, I moved on to everyone's favorite CMS, Joomla. And I only did that because I had a cPanel site and there was a one-click install button and I pushed that and I just figured out what Joomla was, and I built a site on it. I built a site for my Boy Scout district, and I had to use some sort of CMS because other people were going to be editing this and posting stuff to it. And then the day of reckoning happened, and I decided to update the site, and it broke beyond all comprehension.
And, oh, no.
me being, you know, in high school at that time, I wasn't about to diagnose problems with Joomla. So what did I do? I went back to my cPanel installation and found the next one-click thing that I could do. There's this thing called WordPress. I installed it, and I never looked back because it worked. And
I was going to say, it wasn't Drupal, was it? You didn't have to go through both Joomla and Drupal. Okay.
Thankfully, no. Only a few major headaches before finally landing onto WordPress. And I basically never looked back since.
Yeah. I love that. That's a great story. And, you know, we all have our different origin stories and they always have some element of, well, I kind of stumbled into WordPress.
Yeah. It just kind of happened that way after I was bashing my head into a wall and I got PHP errors out the wazoo for a Joomla site and I was in high school and didn't know how to fix it. So I was like, all right, we're going to scrap it and do it all over again.
I'll tell you. So I started with Dreamweaver as well. And the FTP issue and updating everything with the FTP and making sure that all the pages had the same menu at the top, et cetera, et cetera.
Oh yeah, those are fun days.
Right? Yeah. So because my experience was all FTP, the first time I built a WordPress website, I built it on a subdomain.
Sure.
And then I wanted to move it to her hosting. So what did I do? I tried to FTP it. Guess what doesn't work with WordPress? FTP your site, but I didn't know what to do. I didn't understand migration. It was like the first site I ever built. So I was like, well, I guess I have to build this whole site from scratch again. And that's what I did because I had a deadline. And so I built the same site twice in one night. There you go.
Wow. That's a big headache. But now you learned all about WordPress and how to migrate things properly. So you know, silver lining there.
Headaches like that are the stuff that education is built on. Absolutely.
Yes, definitely.
Self-education, I should say, for sure. For sure. What's something that you think that other people, not, I shouldn't say other people's websites, websites in general. When we look at websites mm-hmm. today and we kind of look across the board, what's something that you think that we should focus more attention on? Whether it's for the end user or for ourselves to make sure that we have a better, more secure website.
So site design is always something that people tend to think about first when they're building a site is I want for it to look great. I want for it to have my business's, you know, logos and colors. I want for it to be just like this. But what they tend to often miss is why are people going to your site? And what values that is your site going to actually bring to them? And that value comes in the form of content. Mm-hmm. So content is king, but it seems like when people, especially people that are not these design sites previously, they can get all focused on the intricate details of how things look, and then things gonna stick in their head of like, this button is just the wrong shade of turquoise. Who cares? People are coming to your site because they want to know more about your specific business and what you can offer them, more so than just what Twitter or Facebook or other business presences that you have. So content is king. And on top of that, you also don't want to have something or a site where it basically looks like word salad. I call it WordPress salad. word salad press. Uh-huh. Word salad press, where all you have is just content and then no way to organize it either. But if you keep your content streamlined, if you think about why someone is visiting your site compared to, you know, going to see you on Twitter or Facebook or YouTube, make sure that your content is tailored to them, and then they can forgive some slight, you know, visual things that aren't exactly right, as long as they are getting something out of it, and no word salad press either.
It's so funny that you say that because I just recorded another episode about an hour ago with Brent Kobayashi. Brent's in Toronto, and he had something very similar about talking about content. And we had a little conversation about the fact that if you think about what one of the most visited sites in the world and the most recognizable sites in the world, it's Amazon.com.
Yes.
Amazon is not a pretty website.
Not at all.
Amazon has a lot of information on it. However, you know how to use it as soon as you land on it.
Mm-hmm.
Because they did the research to make sure that all of those things you just mentioned were in place. So that's very interesting.
Yes. And even though they have boatloads of things, they don't show it to you all at once. There is not a grid of 100 products you have to scroll through. It's curated. Right. Yes. And yes, there are, you know, big buttons and stuff to click to, but they are good at figuring out why you're there. And they know why you're there because you bought stuff before. You bought stuff before, mm-hmm. here's what you'll buy now.
Right. Yeah, it's they're brilliant. Whoever's building all that, it's brilliant for sure.
Well beyond my pay grade.
Yeah, mine too. Although it would be nice to be in that pay grade. However, moving on. What's something that you wish you knew about WordPress that you've learned since you started using WordPress that might have made your life a little easier?
I wish that I knew that there was a wonderful WordPress community out there because I didn't know that at first. I seriously stumbled into WordPress through one-click installs in cPanel, not realizing that there was some wonderful community of like-minded people that have already tried to bash their head against the wall fixing problems that I'm now having, that if only I knew to reach out to them, I could have saved myself a lot of headache too. But as we had mentioned before we started to record, I just attended my first WordCamp in WordCamp Orlando. I loved it. I wish that I've gone to every WordCamp since, and I'm planning to go on every WordCamp I possibly can going forward. It was wonderful. Being able to meet like-minded people and to be also able to meet people that I follow on Twitter and like see their real faces and say, hi, I love you. I think you're great. Can I shake your hand, please? It was a wonderful experience. And if there is any listener out there that doesn't know that WordCamp has phenomenal people behind it that are loving and kind and there to help you. There's a lot of people in WordPress that are loving and kind and there to help you. And I wish I'd known that much sooner.
Absolutely. And I don't know if you're going to talk about this later, because I know that if people don't know, I share the questions in advance, so nothing should come as a surprise to anybody. It gives you an opportunity to prepare. But the person that introduced you to WP Coffee Talk and was so insistent that you be on the show was Allie Nimmons. And yes. Allie was my first guest on WP Coffee Talk. And she's come so far. So Allie and I didn't know each other. She saw the tweet about it. She signed up to be on the show. She was running her own agency. We had a great conversation. I was a terrible host because I didn't know what I was doing. It was my first podcast. I was like talking over her. I didn't like pause to let her talk. I mean, she was so gracious. And since then, she now works with me at impress.org. We work for Give and Impress.
Yes, that's wonderful.
And it's a wonderful world that we're all a part of. And that's because of things like WordCamps.
Yeah, and she is someone whose design blog I had actually followed for many years, and I loved her her site. And I know she doesn't have active clients that she's currently taking on now, but I followed her blog for many years. Yeah. And then when I signed up for the WordCamp, I scrolled through the whole public list of who was going where. I was like, wait, I know that name, and I know that name, and I know that name. So I made a list of people that I want to go and see and just say hi to and be the random, overly excited, extra caffeinated stranger that just comes up and says, hi, I've read you for years. That's exactly what I did. I basically cornered Allie the moment we both showed up. And I said, hi, I've never met you. I think you're wonderful. I've read your blog. Like, my name's Chandler. I have Give questions. Can you ask me, like, can you help me with these? And she's like, yes, sure, hi. And she was lovely, and I was very, very happy that she had us connect up so we can talk here today.
Absolutely. Well, this will probably be on, I have about 35 more episodes already recorded to put out.
So holy moly.
I know, this will be on after WordCamp US, and Allie and I will both be at WordCamp US this year. And she and I and Taylor Walden, who's also part of the Give entourage, we're going to get matching tattoos while we're there. So stand by and wait
What? Oh, or is that a secret?
Well, okay. I think we're talking about doing coffee related, actually.
Oh, so, okay.
Because we all like coffee. Nice. And if we do go that route, I'm going to get my logo. So there you go.
I think that's perfect. I like that.
Isn't that fun? Yeah, for sure. Yes. It'll be a lot of fun. let's see. Looking at my questions, because I get myself off topic sometimes. When you think back over the one WordCamp that you've been to,
the massive, well-rounded one WordCamp, yes.
But you know what? Sometimes it's easier to answer this question when you've had one WordCamp experience than 35 WordCamp experiences. When you think back over your WordCamp experience, was there a pivotal moment for you? Like something that was really, truly inspirational? Something that really has brought you to where you're like, yes, this is what I want to do? And what was it?
Yeah, it was really getting to do the hallway track and talking to people. Yes, I learned a great amount of information during the actual sessions, and the speakers that they had were absolutely wonderful. But I tried to learn the lingo ahead of time, try to figure out what I'm going into here, and I learned this thing called hallway track. Okay, so that's where you just talk to people. Sweet, I can do that. And being able to share my story of why I'm in WordPress, why I have this as my second business. It's to make a very long story short. My son is almost 3 years old. He was born prematurely and has a long list of problems and medical issues we're trying to work through. And my day job as a biologist doesn't quite supply me with all of the money that I need take care of him properly. So I said, you know what? I've been building WordPress websites for people and the friends and family rate of basically free to almost free for years. And I said, you know what? I need to make this into a real business. I need to start charging people real money for my time, what I'm truly worth. And with my business, Obsessive WP, it's named that because I'm crazy. And I make sure that I go above and beyond anyone's expectations for their own site. So being able to meet people at the WordCamp that actually have similar family stories about, you know, how WordPress, by being, how having a WordPress business allows them to better take care of their own families, and being able to work from wherever and not have to be tied to some 9 to 5. That's what I really, really liked. I was able to talk to some wonderful people. Adam Warner at GoDaddy, WP Modder, and Jessica Frick at Liquid Web, and Sandy, who is the one that put on the whole WordCamp. I mean, they were marvelous. And the fact that they sat down with this random stranger to talk about just family life and how WordPress has helped their own family life. I look up to them because I would love to be able to spend as much time with my son as, you know, as they can with their own kids and have the freedom that WordPress offers them. And also, I totally got to fangirl out.
Yes.
Getting to meet Chris Lemma and Ali, as we said, and Nathan Ingram and David Bissett for the first time. That was really cool because, again, people that I follow on Twitter and stuff. And I was like, oh, my God, you're really here. Like, when I saw Chris, I was like, I've read your blog for years. Like, I read all your membership stuff. Like, I know everything. Like, I don't have the money to pay you to be my coach, but I've read everything that you have ever said. He's like, hi, cool, we'll talk tomorrow, bye. And stuff. But then, but then he was lovely and like talked to me for just a long time about life and WordPress. And that's why I really said that I wish I knew that this community existed previously.
Sure.
And my absolute favorite part of WordCamp or Orlando was this hallway track and getting to meet people and make a whole bunch of new WordPress friends.
I love it. And I'm guessing the Sandy you meant was Sandy Edwards.
Yes. And then not say her last name. Yes.
No, Sandy, I think she's her, Sun Sam
her,
Design.
Husband, Chris. Is her.
Yeah.
Yes. From Data Driven Labs. They're both wonderful, wonderful people. And
absolutely. Yeah. Chris and I met at WordCamp Kent this year. We were both speakers. He was a speaker. I was the keynote for that this year. And that was pretty cool. Nice. And Sandy and I are both on the organizing team for WordCamp US this year. So
yes, I saw. Really, and she's doing a whole bunch of kid camp things, which I think is wonderful. And when my son is old enough, I'm going to be dragging him along to WordCamps so he can attend the kid camps too.
That's fantastic. And I don't know if you're going to WordCamp US this year, but WordCamp US also has childcare for people this year. So that's pretty exciting too.
I am trying to weasel away to go into WordCamp US.
We'll see how.
I have the desire and the time off, but it's a matter of convincing other people to that it's fine for me to duck out for a long weekend, but we'll see.
Mrs. Chandler Miner, if you're listening.
Yes. My wonderful wife, I love so much that I would bring her teacup on the podcast.
I completely understand. So you are one of those people that's like, my day job is this, but by night I'm a WordPress superhero. So tell us a little bit about your WordPress, you know, Obsessive WP business now, and how that's you know, how you've rolled that out and how that's going for you.
Yes. So Obsessive WP, I try to focus on hosting, care plans, and then design in that order. I want to make sure that I have a business that is sustainable for me as a secondary business, because currently that's how it has to actually be. So by having incredible hosting and care plans, those are things that I can take care of either through automated tools or my 6 p.m. to 2 a.m. business WordPress time, which is the amount of time I have in my day carved out just for Obsessive WP stuff. Yeah. And then with WordPress design being the third thing that I then actually offer, I have been a crazy techie for my entire life. And I always want to know how things work. That's why I am a biologist by day, is I love science, and a techie and WordPress dude by night. And I basically realized that I was learning all of these new technologies like static site generators and WordPress CLI and all of these things for me, just because I wanted to learn them. And then I realized, wait a minute. How about I stop charging these friends and family rate for people and instead obsess over someone else's sites the same way that I do my own?
I love it.
So even though my website says that I take 3 backups per day, I take 6. I take 6 backups per day of everyone's site, and they're stored in different like ways.
I would qualify that as obsessive, yes.
Yes. Well, you know why? Because one time I lost data, and I will never have that happen to me ever again.
Yeah.
And it's not just 6 backups, it's 6 backups using 6 different ways of taking backups. I have my own backup server that things will actually SSH to and then back up to that whole server too. So I go above and beyond as the default because I want to learn how all these technologies work. I'm a crazy techie, and I want to be able to share what I've learned to people that don't, that just want things to work, and they make sure that they go with someone that's crazy like me because they know that I'll obsess over it as much as they would, and it's going to always work.
Exactly.
Not to have this be a giant self plug for my own business, but yeah, that's what we do is hosting, care plans, design to the best that we possibly can.
I love it. That's awesome. We often, I think, in the WordPress community, people ask what we do. And if you're like me, you start to say, well, have you heard of WordPress? Because I work for a plugin company, right? Have you heard of WordPress?
Yes, I've
heard of WordPress. And then I say things like, well, WordPress runs on things like themes and plugins add extra functionality. And that's when I start to see people's eyes glaze over. So now I say to people, I'm the head of customer success for a small software company.
That works.
If they want to know more, they ask. If not, then that's enough of enough information, and I don't have to watch myself bore them. So that's a good thing.
Yep, that works perfectly.
For sure. Well, let me ask you my rapid fire questions, which aren't really rapid, but let me ask them anyway.
Okay.
And move into them. And so the first question is, what are 2 or 3 must-have plugins that you would recommend to someone who's building their own website?
So I broke this down into 2 or 3 plugins, depending on how skilled of a WordPress user you are.
There are a lot of
yes, exactly. So I have to have hypotheses and testing for everything. And I wanted to have a list of plugins that are for people that are like me when they very first started out, where, again, there's a cPanel soft-alicious one-click thing. Oh, cool, let's go figure this out, right? Those people need very specific plugins. First, back up everything, either with Updraft Plus, Backup Buddy, choose a backup plugin and stick to it. But most importantly, make sure that the backups are going off-site. A lot of people will install a backup plugin and save things locally, and then that's just like having no copies at all. So spend $1 a year to get an S3 bucket to put all your WordPress files in there. It's going to cost you basically nothing and have things backed up. A subpart to that, a lot of people forget to also back up their backup settings. So for example, if you are using something like Updraft Plus, you can export your backup settings. So that way your S3 buckets and your keys and all that stuff will be backed up too, because otherwise if you reinstall the site and reinstall your backup plugin and you just say, how do I restore? So obviously make sure that your site is backed up, as well as you have all of your keys backed up, so you can actually restore. And then for the WordPress noobs, you're going to need to have your site secured. Use the Kismet. It's free. It's there. And something like WordFence to make sure that your password of, you know, super secret password 123 isn't going to be hacked when everybody starts banging at the WordPress login screen trying to figure that one out. Mm-hmm. And then third is email in WordPress is hard. And if you're going to be spending your $1 a year for an S3 bucket to back things up, you should at least be using a free tier of an email, company like SendGrid, SendinBlue, something. All of them have their own WordPress plugins find one, use their free tier. It's like 500 emails per month. If you are going beyond that, then you're not a WordPress noob. But
right.
You use that that way, you can make sure that your recovery emails, as well as all your WordFence emails, get to you.
Good point.
That's like if you're a WordPress noob. Mm-hmm. Then I have a second list of your WordPress dev more involved in things. So audit logs. Audit logs are your friends, especially when you have clients that tell you that you broke their site, and you can turn the audit log back and then they'll say, actually, it was you who broke your own site. Here's the proof.
But I can fix it, right?
Yes, for an hourly charge because you went outside of your whole scope of things. So I use a plugin called the WP Security Audit Log. There's also Simple History. Just use something to give you some sort of audit log.
Nice.
I have had WP Migrate DB Pro save my backside more times than I would like to admit to. The Delicious Brains folks are wonderful. All their plugins are great. And if you ever need to migrate WordPress and do it properly, WP Migrate DB, definitely. And the third thing for more WordPress pros is make sure that you set up some sort of caching and a CDN. There are really cheap to almost free CDNs out there. And this is not just Cloudflare, like real actual CDNs. So set up a decent cache, like Key CDN has a good cache. Auto-topomize, I can never pronounce that plugin properly. Auto-optimize, that's it. I probably should be double-fisting some more just so my words come out of my mouth properly.
I love it.
And a real CDN, plugin. WordPress is obviously phenomenal, but the kind of downside to it is because everything is drawn as visitors view your page, and you are hopefully having a very high traffic site, you need to do what you can to speed things up. And there's very simple caching and CSS minification and CDN plugins that will help you speed those things up. That was my 6-part answer to your 2 to 3 plugin question.
I love it. That's awesome. At any point in your WordPress journey, have you had a official or unofficial mentor, and who was it?
Not truly. As I said, I've been basically self-taught through all of my WordPress world, so it's hard for me to pin down a specific person. I have read as many blog articles as I could, watched as many YouTube videos as I could, broken as many sites as I could. Just to learn by experience. And I really wish that I had gotten into the WordPress community side a bit more, so I would have had a good mentor to help guide me through this space. But I've been pretty self-taught through this.
That's awesome. I love it. Well, is there somebody that you admire in the WordPress community, and who is it?
Yes. So besides being able to fangirl over meeting like Chris Lemma in person, there is someone who has a business that is similar to mine that I aspire to be like. His name is Austin Jinder. I believe I'm saying his last name right. He is part of the WordCamp Lancaster, PA area.
Okay.
He has WordPress hosting and maintenance company called Anchor.host. And I really want to be able to structure my WordPress business similar to his, where the recurring revenue is enough to keep a decent living wage. And the amount of work required to design a client site doesn't need to be factored into things, because you're really getting most of your money and time and experience is spent in the hosting and maintenance and care plan side of things, which is what I would really, really like. I also like that he is radically transparent about everything. His business finances are public. I just aspire to be similar to him and being able to travel and support my own family. And I think what he's doing at Anchor Host is really great.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
What's something that you'd like to learn in WordPress but you haven't tackled yet?
So I have been slow to the Gutenberg/block editor train, resisting it for a long time because I've built sites using Beaver Builder and Divi and Elementor. So I looked at that. I was like, okay, I got blocks. I'll keep using these blocks. I like these blocks. I'm going to take these blocks. I'm going to play with these blocks. But I have not yet been able to really sit down and learn truly Gutenberg and built-in block editors. That's something I would like to learn more of. And accessibility too. Being that I was really outside of, you know, the WordPress community until rather recently, I didn't even realize that accessibility was a large topic that it truly is. And the sites that I have designed for clients in the past have not had accessibility as a first and foremost mindset. And I'm looking to really change that. So that's something I'm bringing into new clients, and I hope to be able to fix with some of my older clients too.
I always say it's a lot easier to design with accessibility in mind than to go back and retrofit.
I'm realizing that, yes.
Yes. But it's good that you've joined the discussion now, and that's a good thing for sure.
Yeah, I'm trying to.
For sure. I mean, it's a journey for all of us, for sure. It is. What's one of the biggest WordPress mistakes you've ever made, and what did you learn from it?
Well, I'm sure I, like most people, have the obligatory I updated WordPress and now it broke story, like everyone does. So that is what I was talking about in the past, where I lost data once. I will never lose data again. So backups.
Right.
It was a relatively small client site, so nothing was really, you know, nothing truly major like happened. But just the fact that when I refresh the page and all I see are PHP errors and nothing works, my heart sinks and I'm like, oh God, what did I do? And then of course the backup doesn't work. So my biggest mistake is basically cowboy coding and trusting that this wonderful technology that I'm using is going to work every single time. It's not. You need to prepare for the worst and plan for it. Also, because I'm all self-taught for the most part, I didn't really know that child themes were a thing when I was first starting out. So, you know, I would install a theme and then like literally change the PHP of that theme to try and change, you know, the front end content. Yeah. And then I couldn't figure out why every time the theme updated, all my stuff went poof. And I had to spend all this time doing it all over again. I was like, this is terrible. How come every time I click update, and then you get stuck in the thing of not updating, and then that, no.
What a terrible design flaw.
I know, it's a terrible. Every time you update, you have to start over. So,
I love it. That's great.
Again, don't be like me and learn. People have bashed their heads into the wall earlier. My biggest WordPress mistakes were not backing things up and literally redoing like front end PHP every single time and like front end CSS every single time a theme updated.
So I'm glad you've learned since then.
Yes. Oh yes. I've learned a lot since.
No more head shaped holes in the wall from banging your head there.
No. At least not for WordPress reasons.
There you go. What's your proudest WordPress moment?
My proudest WordPress moment was getting my first paycheck for building someone's site. So the first time I ever got paid for a WordPress site was designing a site for the florist that we used at my wife and my wedding. We got a discount off of all of the flowers because she needed a new site. So we worked out something, and it was at that point that I really realized that, you know, people are willing to pay for good quality work. This is good quality work that was in the past, and her site has been updated in a while and needs a fresh coat of paint. So I'm hesitant to say the name of the site on on the podcast, but just the fact that moment of going from hobbyist to pro felt really good. You know, I'm still trying to figure out good pricing and pricing my work, because I'm sure all of us are, because pricing is a nightmare and a headache that no one seems to have a true definitive answer on.
Agreed.
But just being able to get paid for the first real client site was a phenomenal experience.
Yeah. If you weren't working in the industries that you're working in, so I'm going to take biology out of it as well as.
Oh.
I'm throwing you a curve.
I wasn't prepared for that. Yes.
What's a tertiary career that you would like to consider?
Well, can I cheat and say my first answer? Just because that was the one I prepared
of
for.
Of course.
bioinformatics or computational biology, which is basically the love of my two worlds of physical sciences and coding and tech world and merging them. So computational biology is applying computer science methods to big biology data sets. So things like whole genome sequencing. That's something I would love to do one day.
That sounds pretty cool, actually.
Yeah, and it's a major problem because with all of the new biological methods coming on online, and more people doing 23andMe and getting things sequenced, we need to basically make sense out of noise. And if all that you take is your strings of A, T, C's, and G's, which are the four building blocks that make up you, you need to make some sense out of that. So it's basically applying like the same big data processing that Facebook and Twitter and YouTube use to try and feed you ads and content, and instead saying, okay, how do we make sense out of these four random letters and create something from this? So that would be my major thing. But besides that, besides mixing biology and tech world,
I mean, I won't push you. If you want that to be your answer, that's fine. Go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, those have basically been my two passions. Growing up,
I wanted
to go to like medical school for the longest time, but genetics or computational biology, that kind of field is where I would see myself next,
to be honest.
Yeah.
So my brother did the DNA test through genealogy.com.
Okay.
And so that I didn't have to because we have the same parents. So we should have the same genetic background, right?
Similar, yes.
Right. I mean, it's not like he's suddenly going to be like 50% German and I'm not, is what I mean, right?
Oh, no, yes, correct. Those like ethnic backgrounds will be the same markers, yeah.
Right, exactly. But what was interesting is, so on my mom's side, we're supposedly Swedish and German, and on my dad's side, French. And so the results come back and we're not Swedish, we're not German, and we're not French. But I said, that just means genetically that we don't have those markers. It doesn't mean that our families didn't grow up there and come from those places and migrate through them. Right. So I still am German heritage and Swedish heritage and French heritage. It's just that I'm a heck of a lot more Irish than I ever thought I was.
Okay. Yes. Yeah. I have not gone through those tests yet. I would really, really love to.
Yeah.
But my, we kind of joke and say that my mom's side of the family is the mutt. They're just a bit of everything, every culture you can possibly think of. So if I was to go through that test, I'd probably be like 1% everything. yeah.
I think most Americans probably have a lot of smatterings of other things in them as well, things that might be surprising. What's something on your bucket list?
So I would love to travel more. Japan is the number one place to travel to on my bucket list. In addition to all this that I do, I'm a crazy miles and points guy. So I like to figure out ways that I can travel for almost nothing. Nice. My wife and I had a 3-week Italy honeymoon for that much money because I planned for a year to figure out credit cards, sign up for, and points programs.
I love it.
So I'd love to travel more, and Japan is definitely on my bucket list. And another bucket list goal on the biology side of things is I'd love to finally be published in a peer-reviewed journal. I got this close one time and then just kind of fell through. So I'd love to be able to not just be a WordPress pro, but like a biologist pro too, and like have like, no, I've published this. Like I'm actually the expert here and you're not.
I always say the expert is in the room is the one who knows more. So, you know, in most WordPress circles, you would still be the biology expert. So there you go.
That's totally fine. I'm fine with that. Yeah.
Show us or tell us about a hidden talent that people in the WordPress community might not know about.
When I was really young, I learned ASL from a deaf kid named Brian. B-R-I-A-N. There we go. So I've been practicing ASL ever since. In high school, I took up a ASL signing class, and I use that as my foreign language. It's helped me at random times. I've been at Target and I ask a person that is stocking the shelves where things are, and he says, "I'm deaf." I was like, "Okay, so like, where's the colored paper?" He's like,
"Yeah."
How do you know ASL? So I used to work at my college bookstores, and there was this one girl that would write down notes and have to slide it back and forth because she was trying to find books and she couldn't find where things were. So ASL and my limited knowledge of American Sign Language is something that most people don't quite know.
That's very cool. Yeah, I took a class when I was working at U of R, University of Rochester. We have a huge deaf population in Rochester because the NTID is here.
Okay.
So it's, as far as universities and colleges go, it's second only to Gallaudet as far as the deaf population.
Gallaudet University is phenomenal. In fact, I've been there. It's a beautiful, beautiful school. Anyway, sorry. Go on.
No,
sorry,
that's okay. So you, if you've known deaf people, you probably have a name sign. Do you have a name sign that was assigned to you?
I don't yet have a name sign. No.
You don't. I do.
You do? I'm jealous. What is yours?
So my name sign is an M, of course, but then right next to your mouth, because I smile all the time, they said. So this is Michelle.
That is beautiful.
Isn't that cool? So, I finger spell very slowly. I read finger spelling very slowly, but I know enough to help and to get by, which is very cool.
Yeah, that's great. And no one quite realizes how important ASL can really be. I mean, to go back and talking about accessibility, you know, you need to make sure that the entire world, as much as we can use your site. And I just kind of glossed over this with my knowledge of American Sign Language, never applied to me for website stuff, but, I love ASL. I think it's a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful language, and it is a foreign language. Don't let anyone else tell you it is not a foreign language, because it is.
It is. Absolutely is.
Yeah.
The last question I have is, how do we find you online and on social media?
I am a few different places. Okay. So ChandlerWeiner.com for my own personal blog. It was a WordPress site for many years. It's a Jekyll blog now. So I don't know if that's going to
It's all good. Nah, it's all good.
But my WordPress business is ObsessiveWP. I'm on Twitter at CDubs. That's C_DUBBS. It's an old EDM techno DJ name of mine that I used to have back in college.
Nice.
And the name just kind of stuck. Mm-hmm. I'm on GitHub as CR Weiner. And if there is anybody in the Orlando area that wants to hang out and talk WordPress, find me on Twitter and in the WordPress Orlando meetup.
Fantastic. Well, thank you so much for being here with me today. It was great to get to know you. I've enjoyed getting to know you, and we've had some good laughs, and I actually learned quite a few things, and that's been exciting.
Well, this has been wonderful. Michelle, you're awesome. Thank you so much for having me on, and it's just a true honor to be on here with some other really big name people that you have spoken with. So this was wonderful. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're so welcome. Thank you for being here. And we'll see everybody on the next episode.
Alrighty.
Bye.
Bye.
WP Coffee Talk with Michelle Frechette is a proud supporter of WP and Up, whose mission is to support and promote positive mental health within the WordPress community. Visit their website at wpandup.org.